This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for July 15th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pincham. This podcast will feature a summary of a laboratory investigation published by JNS Spine today. Feasibility of a femoral nerve motor branch for transfer to the pudendal nerve for restoring continence. A cadaveric study. A laboratory investigation by Mary Barb and colleagues. The authors discussed the use of somatic nerve transfer to re-innervate the pudendal nerve as an effective means of restoring control to the urethral and anal sphincters after spinal root or spinal nerve damage. In a cadaver study, the authors determined that it was surgically feasible to use a femoral nerve motor branch to the vastus medialis muscle for heterotopic nerve transfer to the pudendal nerve based on anatomical location and cross-sectional areas of the nerve. In recent canine studies, the authors found that bladder re-innervation after sacral ventral root transection can be achieved via nerve transfer and surgical coaptation of coccygeal roots to severed sacral roots, or by transfer of genitofemoral nerves to the pelvic nerves, as evidenced by increased bladder pressure upon functional electrical stimulation. This was further confirmed using retrograde and anterograde nerve tracing to show regrowth of axons from the spinal cord across the nerve repair site into the bladder detrusor muscle. In patients, the authors recommend identifying candidate branches of the femoral nerve with surface electromyography, exposing the candidate nerves during operative exploration, and then using the femoral nerve branch that was transferred to the pudendal nerve to induce reflex or triggered spasm-induced sphincter contractions for voluntary sphincter control. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.